And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and in our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom. She's with the Root Cellars Farm near Mandan.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here to talk to you about all kinds of fun food facts.
And we are well into the month of June, which is National Dairy Month. I've often made the joke that I am lactose super tolerant. So dairy is right up my alley here.
Boy, I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't eat dairy products. You know, there's so many of them. There's yogurt, and there's ice cream, and there's cottage cheese, and there's butter, and there's cream, and there's milk. And how could you, you know, what would you substitute for all those wonderful things?
Well, dairy is everywhere, but dairy farms aren't necessarily as prevalent as they used to be.
No, it's kind of a sad thing, because as I was growing up, all my relatives milked cows, but today, according to the North Dakota Department of Agriculture website, there are only 91 dairy farms left in the state, and most of them are in Morton County.
Wow.
You know, and there used to be dairy farms everywhere. Even as early as the year 2000, there were 350 dairies in the state, so they've been on a sharp decline recently.
But I don't think dairy consumption is going down.
No, and I don't foresee that in the near future either, because milk is good for you, and June is National Dairy Month. So we're celebrating the farmers out there that are still willing to milk cows and provide that product to people. A long time ago, they wanted to promote drinking milk because apparently there was more of it than what we could manage to locally consume. Nowadays, you know, we have more trucks and it's easier to get it out into the general public outside the state. But yeah, it was pretty much developed as a way to stabilize the surplus milk that we were producing. And then after that, there was a National Dairy Council created, and we celebrate Dairy Month. In fact, Emmons County elects a dairy princess, I believe. Still to this day. They had a celebration in early June. So,
well, Sue, you mentioned that you had this sort of dairy farming background in your family. And as it turns out, June, besides being National Dairy Month, is also Immigrant Heritage Month. And Immigrant Heritage is something Sue Balcom also celebrates, right?
That's right. For some reason, I became interested in local foods. And from there, I developed kind of a sense that I needed to know what my ancestors did. My great grandparents immigrated over here. I'm probably a fourth generation North Dakotan. They came over with the first wave of immigrants and helped settle the area down around Wishick, where I'm from. And of course, everybody had dairy cows. So when I was interviewing some of my German-Russian relatives, they would talk about things like everybody that lived in the town still had access to fresh milk and cream because they used to have what was called a house cow. And Helen Frisch, I interviewed her. She's from Ashley. She was like 98 years old, and she was talking about how the cows were kept in a community pasture. So in the morning, she'd have to get up, walk over to this one empty block in this little town of Ashley, or Ventura, I think is where she was from. And she would milk the cow and take that home, and that's what the family would use. Then in the wintertime, of course, they couldn't leave those poor cows out there, so they usually brought them closer to home and put them in an outbuilding or a barn on their property.
Wow, a community pasture.
I know, it was really an interesting concept to me to hear that story. And then just the simple fact that even if you worked in town and you weren't a farmer, you still had access to milk, which was vital for kids to, you know, kids need to drink milk. It's full of all kinds of good nutrients. If you have osteoporosis, you know, or some other kind of thing, they're always after you to eat more products with calcium in, and that would be milk products.
Of course, cows have a certain schedule they like to follow, and that might affect other schedules, mightn't it?
Oh, definitely. So as you know, when a cow wants to be milked, they'll start a bellerin' because that's something that they don't like to have is full udders. So when we were growing up, I so distinctly remember that anything we had, gatherings, weddings, baptisms, whatever, you had to either plan them before milking or after milking. So if you wanted your party to end, you would plan before milking because you knew that everybody had to leave by 5 o'clock. One of the gals that I interviewed for the first project I did, Eva Gersatz, was Ellen Tuttle, and she was like 100 years old, and she talks about this very thing. So it was similar in all families of German-Russian descent.
Yeah, the 4th of July and Memorial Day, and those were big days. Get up in the morning and milk the cows and get everything and get in the wagon with the horses and come to Linton and celebrate and then go home in time to milk again. And yeah.
Gets to be a routine, doesn't it?
That is hilarious.
You have said a couple times milk is pretty good for us. What is in milk that is beneficial?
Well, milk contains, as I said before, calcium, also vitamin A, and that gives you healthy skin. But people who drink milk supposedly are able to keep their weight down also better than people who don't drink milk. But it has essential nutrients. It reduces your risk for high blood pressure and cancers again, of course. You can kind of see a correlation between good local food and diseases that we're experiencing now in this day and age. But it's also got protein in it. And, you know, if you're an active child, you need muscle tissue to grow. It's always being replaced, and milk is the best thing for you. But the best part, you guys, is the fact that they got to eat fresh cream and make ice cream with the products from their cows. So,
well, we'll talk about ice cream another time. Sue Belcom is with Rootsellers Farm near Mandan. Thanks for being with us, Sue.
Thank you.